It's loving. Ma'am, you got to repent and come out of the world. You got to come out of your corrupt church system.
I'm out of the world.
No, ma'am.
But here's the point.
You look just like the world.
People like me are ministering here.
Really? You look just like the world, ma'am.
I look like the world?
Yeah.
No.
And when your heart's been transformed, everything changes. Godly women live in holiness and righteousness.
I assure you, sir.
And they cover their heads, the Bible teaches in 1 Corinthians 11.
Is that your wife around the corner I saw?
Godly women do those things. Did you know that?
Is that your wife who's around the corner?
Now you're asking my name, who's my wife? I love my wife. What's
That's
the
great.
Point?
You should love your
what
wife.
Does that have to do with you and not being
so how is your
of
wife
Christ?
Out there? You're leaving her out in a city that you apparently don't know by herself, and you're over here.
My wife is right there. I can see her, and she's headed right
well, here's
here.
My point.
Ma'am,
my point
why don't
is,
you go on your way? I'm done talking to you. I don't talk long with churchy-anti heretics.
Yeah, I'm not a heretic.
Yeah, you are, ma'am.
Yeah,
you're a heretic because you're outside the truth of God.
No, I'm a pastor.
So we're loving a woman pastor. Here we go.
Here you go. Go.
A woman pastor.
The point is, this is our city where we serve the Lord.
Go away, feminist lady pastor. Oh, you want to talk now, sir, huh? You let her do all the talking, now you want to talk. Yeah, so this lady comes up telling me it's her town. We shouldn't be here. I said, ma'am, go on your way. The guy stood there not saying a word. He walks across the street and from 50 feet away, he's yelling at me, telling me things. Yeah, this is Bible Belt America. No, it's actually Heretic Belt America, full of a bunch of false ways like lady pastors telling me that it's the goodness of God that leads to repentance. Let's talk about that from the book of Romans. The goodness of God leads to repentance. That's true. You know what the goodness of God is? Telling you the truth that you're on the path to eternal destruction and that you have to repent. Neighbors, test yourself to the biblical gospel. The churches are lying to you. If you're of the world, wrath is coming for you. Test yourself. If you're like the culture, you're an enemy of God, neighbor. Turn and repent. Jesus didn't shed his blood so you could live like the world. So yeah, just another thing that we encounter out here as we preach the gospel, being told that it's their town. Last time I checked, my father owns the entire planet. Jesus, my father, owns the entire earth. No one's going to tell us we can't stand and lift up his name. Glory to God today. By the way, we're in a town where I've had a lot of trouble with the police in the past that tried to stop my First Amendment rights. So we're going to see how it's going to look today as we're out here. Not standing down, but peacefully, legally preaching on public sidewalks. Love y'all.